Hey guys, it's Spotlight. Now, I know you guys have been quite interested to find out about the World Host, particularly for our business-related friends. So today, I'm joined by David Stewart, who's one of the trainers with World Host. So I'm going to give you a little insight, and then we're going to bring Dave on, and we're going to quiz him. You guys have sent in some really good questions. So basically, as you're probably aware, that our friends at Bab Style Bus are the first third sector group to actually achieve World Host status. So this gives you a little insight for any businesses who want to get involved. So basically, our friends at Moray Speyside Tourism are committed to supporting local businesses, which we need Bucky to get behind, are involved in the tourism industry, which are dependent upon excellent customer service. Where would we be without that? Moray Speyside Tourism is leading the rollout of the initiative across Moray, which includes Bucky, so please do get involved, under its tourism and culture group, with its goal to have Moray Speyside awarded World Host Regional Destination status. Now, there's actually two towns in Moray already have it. That's Elgin and Forres. So now, please welcome Dave Stewart. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine, thanks very much, Leah.
Okay, now Dave, tell us about your role with World Host, and then we'll find out what exactly World Host is.
Well, I'm a qualified World Host facilitator, so it'd be myself who would be coming out and doing the training and supporting the companies to achieve World Host recognition. World Host's been on the go for a number of years now, and it's interesting how it came about. It actually started because the Olympics, the Winter Olympics in Canada, realised that they wanted a customer service training suite that suited absolutely everybody, whether it was retail, buying souvenirs, whether it was food service, whether it was accommodation, whether it was admin. They needed something that gave a good platform for excellent customer service. And you might remember, some of your listeners might remember, Welcome Host, which was a really good customer service training for hotels and bed and breakfasts. Mm-hmm. Well, they took that idea and they expanded upon it and have come up with World Host. World Host was really successful in the London 2012 Olympics and Paralympics. And indeed, anybody you met, the glad handers, if you bought a product or if you anything you did at the London 2012 Games, you were speaking to somebody who was World Host accredited.
Right, okay. Now, you're in partnership with Moray Speyside Tourism. What is their wish to achieve with World Host?
Well, we've got a great location here. You know, the whole Moray coast and indeed the inland Moray. We've got lots to offer. The distilleries, mm-hmm. the scenery, just the experience is great for the visitor. What Moray Speyside Tourism want is just to make sure that that visitor gets the best possible experience from their visit. So they've signed up to make a commitment to World Host that they will actually get the whole of Moray Speyside Tourism area up to geographical recognition status, so they will be able to say that this area has invested consideration, time, effort into making sure they offer a better experience for the visitor.
Okay. Now, if any of our local businesses thought, World Host is for me, so what exactly is the World Host acknowledgement for a local business?
There's a number of courses, but primarily the one that's of most interest to people is a one-day course called Principles of Customer Service. And it deals with how do we feel comfortable in acknowledging a customer, making conversation with a customer, even dealing with a customer when things don't go quite so well. And it's just important, it gives the participant that feeling that they actually have got an important role to play, and that is supporting the individual business. I was speaking to a local businessman who said, I plough millions into my business, yet I depend on a person to deliver excellent customer service to make sure that these customers keep coming back. So it's just for businesses, it's just a way of assuring that their staff, although they're probably very well trained, it's just that extra polish and making sure that they're comfortable dealing with customers at a high level.
Okay, so we've looked at it from the tourism point of view. Now, let's look at it from the point of, okay, I'm coming to you as a business. What benefits do I get by being a World Host business?
Well, the great thing is you can then, immediately upon successful completion of a certain criteria, you can advertise, demonstrate your business as being World Host acknowledged. What we say is if 50% of your customer-facing staff successfully complete World Host training, then the business can apply completely free of charge for business recognition. And we depend upon this really, because what we want to do is as we get as many businesses to recognise status as we possibly can. And thank you, Babs Dialabus, for joining in on that. And we will then accumulate all these businesses. Once we've got 25% of the local businesses within the designated footprint, Bucky can actually be given town recognition status. The businesses actually get a lot out of it. They can use the World Host logo on any of their advertising, their point of sale or whatever, social media or websites. And we also provide them with point of sale branding that anybody, any tourist can come in and see that that business is World Host recognised. And they will at least acknowledge that the company has developed a wish to serve the customer better.
Fantastic. Okay, what support could our local businesses get from Money Speaks I Tourism regarding the course?
Well, when we set out upon this just over a year or so ago, Murray Speaks I Tourism were wanting to make it as keenly a priced package as possible for the local businesses. So there's a subsidy available for just about all the local independent businesses. I would be pretty confident in saying just about any local independent business coming to us will qualify for the subsidy. So, for instance, the Principles of Customer Service course that we mentioned earlier, it's normally £95 per person for the one-day course. We've offered it at a discount rate to businesses of £75, but as I say, there's £40 subsidy over and above that. So really, businesses signing up until about the end of August will be able to get what should cost £95 for £35 per participant.
Fantastic. Well, it's a well worth course to get involved with, guys. If you want to quiz me about how I got involved with it and what benefits our friends at Babs have got, drop me an email. I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. Now, your biggest question is, how do they get in touch to book a course?
Well, thank you for that kind offer. It's great when we have local businesses help support capture interest. There's many ways. Either businesses can either come on to ourselves at Highland Retail Academy, www.highlandretailacademy.co.uk. There's also a page on Murray Speyside, so www.murrayspeyside.com. And indeed, we have got a local marketing officer, Vicky, and her email address is vickyworldhost, all one word, @hotmail.com. But thank you very much for the offer for capturing some local interest. That would be great if you could pass on any leads that you get. That would be super.
Yes, we certainly will, and we are delighted to work alongside the team, and we wish each and every local business all the very best. Please do get behind the course. So thank you once again today for coming along.
Thank you for having me. Thanks.
You've been listening to Spotlight on Radio Bucky.